This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
Last week, the government announced the implementation of 6 safe areas in abortion clinics across Aotearoa, 2 in Auckland and 1 each in Christchurch, Wellington and Greymouth. This comes after the Contraception, Sterilisation and Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill was passed by the government in March of last year, allowing the first round of safe areas, or spaces outside abortion clinics protected from anti-choice harassment, to be applied for. I spoke to Alice Shepherd, President of Abortion Law Reform Association New Zealand, about what the process for implementing the safe areas entailed and what more needs to be done to improve abortion care accessibility. I started by asking Ella to explain what safe areas are and why they're important.
Safe areas are a protected zone of 150 metres around abortion clinics and abortion providers. So if you're in that zone, there's a list of activities that you can't do, and it's things like record people entering or exiting the abortion provider. You can't distribute materials, and you can't basically harass people that are either accessing abortion care or providing abortion care within that zone. You have to be 150 metres down the road.
And so how long has ALRANZ been advocating for safe areas to be implemented?
Well, I mean, we're one of the oldest pro-choice organisations in the country, so since the 70s. But during law reform in 2019 and 2020, when they were taking abortion out of the Crimes Act, safe zones were in the original Abortion Legislation Act but were removed at the urging of David Seymour. So since law reform in 2020, safe areas has been a thing that we've really been pushing for because it was missed out of that initial law reform. 2022, safe areas was passed, the amendment bill. But since then, it's been an arduous process of providers actually applying to have safe areas around their clinics. It's not automatic on passage of the bill. So since March 2022, we've been really monitoring and seeing, you know, the government has the power to do safe areas, but will they actually implement them around clinics, or is it kind of all talk and no action?
Why has the process taken so long, and how can we make it more accessible for clinics to implement their own safe areas?
Good question. It's quite just technically an arduous process to get it approved and who can approve it in the government. But we don't think there's any excuse for it taking kind of nearly 18 months to get the first round through. So these are the first round of applications. So how it works is the clinic themselves applies, and then that's processed and assessed by the government. The second round of applications is already closed, so they're being processed now. And then the third round of applications opens on August 7th. So what we're hoping to see is now they've kind of done the first set, the process can be refined and expedited so that the next few rounds are much quicker. So, you know, clinics have to apply themselves, but then they're really in the hands of the government to decide whether or not they meet the threshold for implementation. We don't know details about why it was so delayed.
Where have the safe areas been implemented across Aotearoa, and why have these spots been chosen?
Right, so there's 6 safe areas that have been implemented, 2 in Auckland, 1 in Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin and Greymouth, and they've been chosen because those are the abortion clinics or providers that applied for a safe area. Coincidentally, they collectively provide the most abortions in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So the implementation of this round of safe areas will protect the majority of patients requiring abortion care and providers providing abortion care. So the 2 Auckland ones, probably relevant to 95BFM, are AMAC on Dominion Road and I think the Epsom Day Centre.
Considering the current harassment that clinics face, alongside other factors, how accessible is abortion care in the country currently?
Oh, I mean, how long is a piece of string, really? I think the main barrier to abortion care is in places like the South Island. If you're looking at the entire west coast of the South Island, there's very few providers there. They have to travel to Christchurch to receive abortion care. And at the moment, you know, that's several trips for the initial consult, and then if it's medical abortion for the 2 times to take the medication. So that's the real accessibility concern, is the access to clinics in remote areas. The thing that's been really great with COVID is the introduction of kind of telehealth and telehealth abortions. So people don't actually have to travel, you know, 3 times to a clinic, because with travel becomes organising childcare costs costs. It becomes the cost of arranging travel, the cost of public transport, the time off work, things like that. So that's the real kind of barrier to accessibility. And we've seen that gradually reduce under COVID, but we're hoping that the next government, whether it be the current government or a government led by another party, will stay committed to ensuring investment in those opportunities that reduce barriers.
And so speaking on that a little bit more, leading up to the election this year, how important is it that continued and improved access to abortion care is a priority in policy?
Oh, it's vital. It's absolutely vital. Access to safe, legal, accessible abortion is fundamental to a woman's liberation and ability to control their own reproduction and healthcare decisions. On a more specific level, we've seen what can happen overseas if access to abortion is limited or restricted, and we cannot afford to let that happen in New Zealand. The thing with New Zealand is, you know, the major opposition party is anti-choice. The leader of anti-choice, it hosts a significant number of people in the caucus that have celebrated the overturning of Roe v. Wade in America, that have been openly anti-choice, that have started, in the case of Simeon Brown, anti-choice organisations. So we've heard a bit of lip service to, oh, we won't repeal abortion law. But that doesn't reassure us in the slightest, given that access isn't just a matter of legalisation or not. It's things like implementing safe areas. It's things like funding investment in telehealth abortions. It's things like monitoring and ensuring that access is maintained and improved. And we have very little faith that these people that fundamentally believe abortion is murder will show any sort of commitment behind closed doors to those ideals. So that's where the real concern is lying in New Zealand. It's less the American style of just repealing abortion law reform and criminalising it again, which Luxon said he won't do. And it's more about chipping away and eroding at access by continually underinvesting in abortion care services, which we have yet to see any assurance from the National Party that they're committed to.
What are the next steps, as advised by the Abortion Law Reform Association of New Zealand, to improve access to these facilities?
Well, we want to see the second and third round of applications processed at a much faster rate so that more abortion care providers and patients are protected, would be a good start. We also want to see investment in things like telehealth abortion and making abortion more accessible and monitoring services. We'd like to see the increased availability of particularly medical abortions at places such as GP clinics, rather than having to travel, in the case of someone on the West Coast, all the way to Greymouth Hospital or to Christchurch. But rather the ability to do much of it through your GP. And we would like to see more accurate record keeping and statistics so we can know what's going on. We can monitor it better and have greater accountability to the public.
That was Ella Shepherd, President of Abortion Law Reform Association New Zealand, speaking to me about abortion safe areas.
We're just going for a short break, but we'll be back. You can text us in on 5395 or give us a call on 309 3879. You are listening to The Wire.